Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada, money and kids. When it comes to creating an estate plan, one of the things that's kind of important is RESPs, if you're saving for a kid's education, but they are often left out of the process. And there are some things that you actually should know to ensure that that RESP can continue in the event of your death. Woo! Jazzy fun topic. To talk about some of the considerations that you need to make and things that you need to think about, we're joined by Daniel Goldgut. He is the co-founder and CEO of Epilogue Wills. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
If you do nothing specific in your will, so you're a parent, you've set up these RESPs for your kid, if you do nothing specific in your will, what happens to your kid's RESP?
So if you do nothing, there are some consequences, which is that the money in that account will go to your estate. And one of the consequences of that is that the tax benefits are lost. So all the hard work that you did in setting up that account and having that money available for your children for their education, that money goes into your estate. And some of the benefits that you were hoping to get by setting it up in the first place are gone.
Now, when you say the tax benefits, are you talking tax or are you talking about the government grant?
So more the government grant, but there are some tax implications as well in that the money that is sitting in your RESP is growing tax-free. So you're right, there is a government grant that they give to help support your effort to save for your children's education. Mm. And the money that's sitting in that account grows tax-free, and there can be some clawback, so to speak, if that money ends up in your estate and not going towards education.